T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Revolution. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30. And the issue of one state's attempt to ban a controversial firearm device heads to court.
A gun rights group filing a federal lawsuit challenging Maryland's ban on bump stocks, the devices that increase the rate of fire on semi-automatic weapons. The suit by a group called Maryland Shall Issue says the ban signed by Governor Larry Hogan in April violates both the federal and state constitutions. The lawsuit argues, among other things, that banning the possession of devices that are currently legal without compensating the owners amounts to an unconstitutional taking of property. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A former Wichita police officer who wounded a 9-year-old girl when he fired at her family's dog has pleaded not guilty to aggravated battery. Dexter Betts entered the plea Wednesday. Prosecutors say Betts shot at a Wichita family's miniature English bull terrier twice on December 30th. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the girl was sitting on the floor next to the dog when it moved and Betts fired. Two men are dead after two semi-trucks collided on U.S. 54 near Cullison in Pratt County in western Kansas Wednesday afternoon. Highway Patrol says the driver and only occupant of one semi, 36-year-old Patricio Maturino of El Paso, Texas, died at Pratt County Hospital. A passenger in one of the trucks, 42-year-old Arturo Mora of Chaparral, New Mexico, died at Kingman County Hospital, and the other driver was taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita in critical condition. Celebrities taking their own lives, serving as a reminder that suicide rates have been on the rise in recent years.
Suicide was the 10th leading cause of death in the United States in the year 2016. That finding and others is being published today by the National Center for Health Statistics. They've also found suicide rates have been on the rise in recent years, increasing about 30% from the turn of the millennium through 2016. And more women than men are taking their own lives, though men were more likely to use firearms, whereas women would choose suffocation. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Can you imagine three Californias? This fall, Californians will get to vote on whether they want to split up.
Cal 3 has qualified for the ballot with the backing of venture capitalist Tim Draper. He's tried this before but couldn't get enough signatures verified.
You know, Sacramento is not in touch with Imperial Valley. They may be talking to Silicon Valley, but not to Imperial Valley, and certainly not to Kern County and other smaller counties.
Cal 3 spokeswoman Peggy Grandy says there'd be a Northern and Southern California, and then just California, a small strip of coastline from L.A. to Monterey. She says this time they tried to balance the populations, economic opportunities, household incomes, and leading industries in each state. It might be a tough sell, though. While they gathered over 700,000 signatures, a poll in April found just 17% of Californians support the idea. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A woman is desperately searching for her wedding dress that was accidentally donated to charity.
Rochelle Familia of Massachusetts says she was storing her wedding dress at her aunt and uncle's house, but the uncle ended up taking the dress and donated it to the Palmer Goodwill a couple of months ago by mistake. And finders, keepers, losers, weepers, the dress was already sold. Familia is now turning to social media asking for help to find it, hoping whoever bought it will return it. If that doesn't happen, Familia says she hopes the new owner will cherish it. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A stretch of hot and dry weather is going to take us throughout the rest of the week and right on into the weekend. As a ridge of high pressure builds into the central part of the country, we get to about 97 for the high. Clear and warm overnight, our low 74. Sunny and hot on Friday with a high 97. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 78 degrees. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, and time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward, and talking about a case of elder abuse, right, Ted?
Yeah, for a well-known victim. The business manager for one of America's comic book icons is under investigation.
Stan Lee was granted a temporary restraining order against his business manager and personal advisor, now under investigation for elder abuse. Lee accuses Kaya Morgan of inserting himself into his life and taking advantage of the 95-year-old's impaired hearing, vision, and judgment, stating Morgan moved Lee from his longtime family home and prevented family and associates from contacting him. The restraining order comes 2 days after Morgan was arrested for allegedly filing a false report saying burglars were in his home when it was a authorities conducting a welfare check on Lee. A court date for a permanent restraining order is set for July 6. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A recent Supreme Court ruling that opened the door to legalized sports betting has some officials in Nevada and gaming analysts worried that it'll chip away at Las Vegas's near monopoly on the practice. But industry insiders are now betting that the high court's decision could be a financial boon for Vegas's sluggish casino gaming industry.
The floodgates are now open as states can legalize sports betting thanks to the Supreme Court's ruling last month. Already, Delaware and New Jersey have led the charge and created their own markets. But industry insiders in Nevada are wondering how the mecca of the gambling world, Las Vegas, will fare. Gaming research analyst Dave Schwartz says Vegas shouldn't worry.
Well, a lot of Las Vegas-based companies are going to be the ones providing it in other states, so I don't think there's a huge concern.
Leading sports books like William Hill hope the decision will stem the huge influx of illegal betting. The American Gaming Association estimates that 97% of all sports bets placed last year were illegal. Schwartz says people are always going to want to come to Sin City to place bets, and now that Vegas has professional sports teams, the allure is even greater. In Las Vegas, Andrew Kraft, Fox News.
For Hulu, is it real-life Kansas City or fiction Kansas City?
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. Hulu is hoping political comedy will strike the next chord, and considering a venture capitalist wanting to split California on the ballot, reality is now on par with fiction. Kansas City, set in a modern U.S. driven by cultural and political divisions, so much that it's chosen to split itself into two nations, liberal East Kansas City and conservative West, with a wall built to divide the sides. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Rafe Spall stars as Ben Graham, a citizen of East KC who has resigned himself to only being able to see his 15-year-old daughter who lives in West KC a few hours a day. Allison Tolman plays Tabitha, Ben's ex. She left Ben and East KC to live with her daughter. Her motivations then and now are complicated. If this plot seems far-fetched, remember, nothing is any longer, as a measure was introduced Wednesday to split California into three. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
We'll get more on that coming up. I guess I couldn't go to Royals games anymore if they built a wall.
Right.
East and West Kansas City.
Put the armed guards on.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to go down to see the Rangers. All right. Doritos and Jurassic World team up to create the world's largest chips.
What is that thing? They made it.
Mad scientists at Doritos, well, actually marketing mavens, have hatched dinosaur-sized snacks to celebrate next week's release of Jurassic World: The Fallen Kingdom. The company's giving away a limited number of the foot-long chips and auctioning off the last remaining one. You can enter to win a Jurassic-sized chip by tweeting Doritos with the special hashtags. Auction bidding starts online today. Proceeds will go to the American Red Cross's efforts in Hawaii, where the movie was filmed. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Coming up in 2.5 weeks, I'm going to portray John Adams in the musical 1776.
John Adams.
Yeah. It's today's Flag Day, so what more appropriate to start to get in the mood for July 4th?
Very, very appropriate. Yes, yes.
And that performance of 1776, the musical, will be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. 3 days leading right up to July 4th. And that'll be at the Wichita Center for the Performing Arts on East Central, just west of Central and Webb. Love to see you there. That's 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah.
Musical 1776.
1776.
Yeah. Let's finish in good humor with some late-night action on the front. See what they were talking about last night. Let's check in with Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Here in California, there will be a literally divisive measure on the ballot in November that, if it passes, would separate our state into three different parts. It's called the Cal 3 plan. It would divide California into three parts: the part that smokes weed, the part that smokes meat, and the part that smokes meth, I think, are the three parts. And each of the three new states would get their own Kardashian, just to be fair. I know we're underrepresented in the Senate, but instead of going through a long and acrimonious political process, why not just wait for the earthquake to split the state up? God will take care of this for us.
Let's find out what's going on with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
The Detroit Zoo announced it's sending 11,000 tadpoles to Puerto Rico to help restore their native toad population. Yeah, grateful Puerto Rico said thanks, but could you send some electricity instead? Maybe a little electricity?
Elon Musk apparently is marketing something that's a flamethrower, I guess. Let's check in with the Late Late Show on CBS with James Corden.
To get around existing laws, Elon Musk is calling the product not a flamethrower. Which is a great idea. I'm excited to use one of these not a flamethrowers to not rob a liquor store.
And finally, let's get some of the love on NBC with Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Scientists in Germany have programmed a robot to hug humans due to research showing hugs can reduce stress and help stave off illness, which is the most German reaction to that news. Oh, you need a hug? Come here. Let me build you a robot. The robot will hug you now.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Just south of K-15 and Market, right there in Derby. You just drive on K-15, stop in at 208 South Baltimore, and have yourself a tasty pizza pie. They are fantastic folks. We love them there at Pizza John's in Derby.
Now 8:41, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Local university names a new dean. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Dean Wormer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.